Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Much of Minnesota is under hazardous air quality alerts today as wildfire smoke creates some of the worst air the state has experienced. Minnesota Pollution Control meteorologist Matt Terrellson says there are some ways to stay safe during the alert.
You can wear an N95 mask that is well fit to your face that will protect you. Indoors, if you have an air conditioner or an air purifier that has a MERV 13 or filter or better, you can use that to help the indoor air quality. You want to limit your outdoor exertion.
Visit the MPCA website for up-to-date information. President Trump is set to address the nation Thursday night in what he's calling one of the most important speeches of his presidency. The White House has released few details, but Trump says the address will focus on free and fair elections. The speech comes as Minnesota prepares for its August 11th primary, with early voting already underway. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon continues encouraging voters to cast ballots early or absentee, saying the state's election system remains secure. Trump's address begins at 8 p.m. Minnesota time from the White House. Minnesota employers added 13,200 jobs in June. Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Matt Verlich.
Which is a positive 0.4% increase. That's the third consecutive month of significant job gains after the net losses we saw during Operation Metro Surge from January through March.
Minnesota's unemployment rate remained steady at 4.4%. That compares to the national jobless rate of 4.2%. And there have been two more fatal shootings by ICE agents in Maine and Texas. This comes as the Hennepin County Attorney's Office announced this week that federal agencies have agreed to finally share evidence in the Minnesota shooting. Governor Tim Walz.
The good news is we're getting a little bit of cooperation, but this many months later, I don't know how that will necessarily impact those investigations into the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy and the shootings of others.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says they are thoroughly going through that evidence now. In other headlines, more than 15 wildfires continue to burn in northern Minnesota. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild says the number is fluctuating because some fires have merged with others. Hochschild talked to one of the firefighters about the fight and had this perspective.
One of the firefighters said it would take a rainfall with a name to put out these wildfires. What he's saying is it would take a hurricane to actually put out these wildfires, and that obviously is not going to happen on Lake Superior.
Hochschild says about 55,000 acres have burned so far. One of the world's largest youth soccer tournaments is on hold because of poor air quality in Minnesota. Organizers of the Target USA Cup in Blaine have suspended all outdoor matches Thursday due to wildfire smoke. Officials say the move is to protect players, referees, and fans. And the Animal Humane Society is urging pet owners to take precautions as wildfire smoke continues to impact air quality across the region. Experts say birds, short-nosed dogs, and pets with conditions like asthma are especially vulnerable. Owners should limit outdoor time and watch for breathing problems, coughing, or eye irritation. This is MNN.